For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, we both saw The Country House over at Road Less Traveled, but you actually got to spend considerable time with the playwright, Donald Margulies. What was that like?
Well, it's the purpose of the visit. It's their American Masters series, and I did get to sit down and talk with him in an interview that is in Art Voice this week. What a memory, what a mind, and you look at his plays and they seem like they're by a different person.
Well, you mentioned that last week.
Yeah.
So
he talked a bit about that, about how he felt that each story requires a unique style of telling, and it's not as if he has 100 stories floating in his mind at a given moment. He said, in fact, I'm quite monogamous to my plays. I'm only in love with one story at a time. But it was interesting to be in his company as he's watching one of his own plays performed in Buffalo. He very clearly is very pleased that this has been picked up, The Country House by Road Less Traveled. Scott Behrend, who directed it, was the assistant director at the original production at the Geffen Playhouse in Los Angeles. It is a handsome production. I think there's some miscasting, some perfect casting. I think Barbara Link-LaRue is quite perfectly cast as Anna, the actress who has this group of family members in her home. And I thought, too, that Christian Brangius is marvelous and well-suited to the role of her misfit son. Renee Landrigan did very, very well and is well-suited to the role of the granddaughter. Chris Kelly, arguably not matinee idol material, but we went with it. He's a good actor. Kristen Tripp Kelly, she doesn't project gold-digging shallowness, which is what the characters perceive this woman to be. We're not surprised to discover that a character played by Kristen Tripp Kelly has substance, and yet we accept it. But it is a handsome production, and it was interesting to see it with the playwright in attendance, and he was very generous to everyone.
Did he laugh at all the good jokes?
He seemed very thoughtful, and he was very complimentary to people afterwards. He was interested to talk about other playwrights who had previously visited Road Less Traveled, including Edward Albee, A.R. Gurney, Pete Gurney, and of course he worked with Pam McKinnon, who did the revival of his own Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Dinner with Friends, which of course Road Less Traveled did beautifully earlier in the season.
So, Donald Margulies, always the professional.
Yes.
And The Country House is up, but only through May 21st over at Road Less Traveled. Anthony, I saw you over at the Allendale Theater for the opening of Elephant and Piggies, We Are in a Play, which is a whole lot of fun, and Bobby Cook plays Elephant, and Aaron Lee Dandies plays Piggy, and Michael Waldine's choreography is funny. But I had a question. Sort of towards the end of the play, Elephant, what I used to think of as breaks the fourth wall, but in this case, he becomes suddenly aware that he's in a play. He talks to the stage manager, and when she informs him there are only 3 pages left in the script, he seems almost to be having an existential crisis.
Yeah, a beautiful moment. I thought it was a marvelous play and a beautiful production. Quite young children, and even from its opening moments, when the Elephant and Piggy do that little bit looking for each other, and they come out on the stage, and the kids are laughing, peals of laughter. They connect to it right away. Simplicity of the storytelling. You have a friend, you offend the friend, you make up with the friend. The kids seem to click into that so well, but also to introduce them to the idea of being in a play and what fun that is. It also links to the whole thing when Meg Quinn comes at the beginning, and she doesn't say, "Welcome to Theater of Youth Company." She always says, "Welcome to the theater." And I think that that's wonderful, because for most of her audience, this is indeed welcome to the theater, often for the very first time in their lives.
Elephant and Piggies, We Are in a Play, based on the incredibly popular books by Mo Willems. Now, American Repertory Theater of Western New York on Amherst Street, right near the Sportsman's Tavern, seems to specialize in, I don't know how to describe it, kind of strange theatrical moments? I don't know. Am I off base here?
I don't know. Behanding in Spokane seems fairly straightforward. Martin McDonagh play about a man who had lost his hand 27 years ago and has been looking for it. And he discovers that there is a hand for sale. And
fairly straightforward.
Fairly straightforward. But Martin McDonagh, his storytelling frequently has this little twist of the macabre or the perverse. You think of plays like the Beauty Queen of Lunan. Remember how that ends? And The Cripple of Inishmahn, which is my favorite of all of them. But a delightful Irish storytelling here at Behanding in Spokane, which has not been seen in Buffalo before.
It's up through May 27th at the American Repertory Theater, 330 Amherst Street. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.